Isaiah 4:2-1. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. 4:2-2. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. 4:2-3. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. 4:2-4. He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. 4:2-5. Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. 4:2-6. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee, for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles. 4:2-7. To open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. 4:2-8. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. 4:2-9. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. 4:2-10. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth, ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles, and the inhabitants thereof. 4:2-11. Let the wilderness, and the cities thereof lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar doth inhabit. Let the inhabitants of the rock sing, let them shout from the top of the mountains. 4:2-12. Let them give glory unto the Lord, and declare his praise in the islands. 4:2-13. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man, he shall stir up jealousy, like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. 4:2-14. I have long time held in my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. 4:2-15. I will make waste mountains and hills and dry up all their herbs. And I will make the rivers islands, and I will dry up the pools. 4:2-16. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. 4:2-17. They shall be turned back, they shall be greatly ashamed, that trust in graven images, that say to the molten images, ye are our gods. 4:2-18. Hear ye deaf, and look, ye blind, that ye may see. 4:2-19. Who is blind, but my servant? Or deaf, as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind, as he that is perfect, and blind as the Lord's servant? 4:2-20. Seeing many things, but thou observest not. Opening the ears, but he heareth not. 4:2-21. The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law, and make it honorable. 4:2-22. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none delivereth. For a spoil, and none saith restore. 4:2-23. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken, and hear for the time to come? 4:2-24. Who gave Jacob for a spoil, and Israel to the robbers? Did not the Lord, he against whom we have sinned? For they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his law. 4:2-25. Therefore he hath poured upon him the fury of his anger, and the strength of battle. And it hath set him on fire round about, yet he knew not. And it burned him, yet he laid it not to heart.